101.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's caskets at the Supreme Court with current and former law clerks serving as honorary pallbearers.
The grounds of the Supreme Court are covered with flowers, cards, and candles as thousands are expected to pay respects. The late justice will lie in repose on the portico on this sunny, warm fall day in the nation's capital. Friday, Justice Ginsburg will lie in state in Statuary Hall at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman to have that honor.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A Russian opposition leader's out of the hospital.
Alexei Navalny has been discharged from a hospital in Germany 1 month after he collapsed and was placed in a coma. Germany says he was poisoned with a nerve agent developed by the Soviet Union. Russia rejects that allegation and says it's seen no evidence of a crime.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Chicago Bears Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers died, 77 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. 1 week now after Sally, we're watching another tropical system approach from the west. This one, more of a rain event. The name is Beta, and we'll watch it move from Mississippi into North Alabama the next couple of days. Today, a high temperature in the upper 70s. Widely scattered storms are possible, but the chances get a little bit better tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 65. Then tomorrow and Friday, showers and storms become likely. A few tropical downpours, not out of the question. We'll be in the low 80s by Friday. Then there's a risk of some lingering showers over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at windcreekcasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
Shop the end of summer clearance sale at Cafco Outlet. Save 35 to 75% off on selected home decor and gift items. Take advantage of sale pricing on fall ribbons and silk bushes. Christmas trees, wreaths, ribbons, and ornaments are on sale 20 to 50% off the original prices. Wreath makers, we have a tremendous selection of ribbon, mesh, and signs you will love. And new items are arriving daily. Your best deal is at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Boxed it up. Get ready for the musical games that will keep you guessing.
Who is this?
First, the Masked Singer returns with epic new celebrities in costumes.
Is that two people?
Wow.
Then, can you tell if someone can sing without hearing their voice?
I don't even think he has vocal cords.
Ken Jeong hosts the premiere of TV's new mystery music show, I Can See Your Voice, right after the Masked Singer season premiere.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates. Allstate has new lower auto rates.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Savings vary. Prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you this morning?
I am good. How are you doing?
Doing well. You're just getting through the day. I didn't sleep very well last night. I'm all right. I just didn't sleep as much as I usually need. But you busy again today?
Every day. I got up Monday morning thinking, I have nothing on schedule this week. This is going to be a really easy week. Mm. And I haven't looked up all week. It's just been one after another. And I really think it's your fault.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah, totally your fault, because every other call I'm getting, they're saying, I heard you on the radio today, and you might come out and measure, and I say, yes, ma'am, I'm on my way, because I can't say no.
Well, I'm happy to take the blame for that.
So, yeah, we're going to blame 93.1 on making us so busy that I can't look up, and I am very grateful for it. Very grateful for all the measurements and the sales, and we're just booked out for 2 weeks, which is great. So if you're looking for a new floor and you're listening to us today, and you need a floor coming up, call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you the free measurement, and within 2 weeks, you have a new floor down. Just that simple.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, keep telling Ray that you heard him here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
And unless you own a flooring store, you really should be advertising on this station.
I feel the same way, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Take care, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You
bye.
Too, buddy.
You
bye-bye. Too. 1 minute break, and then we'll officially kick off the second hour here.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. We're about to change seasons, and you got a ton of new stuff coming in.
Amen, Bubba. We have a lot of new things coming in and a lot of old favorites. One of our all-time favorites are the hot sauces, the jellies, the jams. Well, now we've got the sprouted flour grits back and the granola, the Vertigo hot sauces, the Alabama Sunshine jellies. We got kudzu jelly. Everybody likes a little kudzu jelly. We've got Bordeaux sauces. Great sauces for your ribs, your hamburgers, your steaks, whatever. We've got those. But if that's not your thing, we've got some awesome jewelry that's just come into the store. Good looking jewelry. So when you're getting ready for a gift for family, friends, we've got those. We've got the silicone cups that'll say Merry Christmas on them this year.
And of course, this year, tailgating not allowed on the college campuses. Most of the tailgating's got to be done at home. Your at-home tailgating supplies are now available at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
At 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at TuckerPecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. We got Eddie in the house, man in the phone.
Got a little yes going on the music background.
That is. Great song, too. We can't play a lot of these songs, but that's one that's worth sitting down for 7 minutes, listening to the whole thing. You know, there's something, you know, I hope there are people out there still making music like that. There's something about that progressive rock, that 70s era, where it really just was an art form. And you would do these long mm-hmm. pieces.
Like crank that. It up for just a second.
Oh, wait, it's already.
Pink Floyd.
No.
What happens to you? What's wrong with you?
You heard he didn't get much sleep last night, and apparently he had a crappy breakfast. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, you're just sour grapes because we didn't invite you.
It was the company.
They don't sell donuts where we went, all right, Eddie? They don't sell cake either. Or
you
cookies.
Sure? I think they got cake. I really feel like they got cake. If not, they're missing out.
But Jack, I want to revisit this this question we were asking at the end of last hour. This idea that, well, the adults in the room don't really seem like adults. When you look at, say, Chris Wallace compared to his father, Mike Wallace. Or you look back at the old broadcasters, but not just the broadcasters. You look back at the old statesmen, those old SOBs. But do you think it's just that we have more information, more exposure through media these days? Or do you think the culture really has changed to where being an adult, it's not expected? The same things aren't expected of folks today as they were, say, in the 60s and 70s.
I think all of that plays in. I think in the old days, reporters, there were fewer of them because there were only a few networks. You know, there was ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, and that was about it. But I think reporters back in the day were not as flagrantly political as they are today. I think the questions reporters ask presidents and presidential candidates were more respectful. But I think the culture has changed. There's a lot more competition with news networks now. You have CNN, PMSNBC, you have, Fox News. And so there's a lot more competition. I think, and I hate to say this, you were asking about when you were talking to Urbanite about people being more tuned in. I think that people my age were a little bit more up on current events than they are today. Now, I could be wrong, but I remember having a bet with a girl in my eighth grade social studies class. We had a bet on who was going to win the 1968 presidential election. And I lost my bet. I said Humphrey would win, and she said Nixon would win. But I remember that very distinctly. And but I do also remember I went to summer school between my 11th and 12th grade year to take government and economics to get it out of the way. Hmm. So, have an easier schedule. And I remember my teacher at Lanier was a guy named Charles Jones, who was a really good teacher. And he gave us a little quiz at the very first week of summer school. And we weren't graded on it. It was just to show our knowledge or lack of knowledge about who current figures were in politics. I remember not knowing who the Speaker of the House was.
Oh, wow.
And it was a guy named Carl Albert. It was pretty insignificant, actually. He wasn't a Tip O'Neill. He wasn't a even a John McCormick or a who was one of the other guys, the guy from Texas that was so famous.
Tip O'Neill?
I don't know. No. He's from Massachusetts. Anyway, I didn't know, and I was really ashamed of that. But no one else knew either.
Right.
So in a lot of ways, we had a better grade. Now, I don't know if you ask an 11th grader right now who the Speaker of the House is, if they could tell you.
No.
Because, there were so many other things going on for kids that age. But I think kids today are, wrapped up. I mean, there were always idealists among us.
Sure.
Woodstock, all the antagonism about the Vietnam War that, there was a lot of that in the country going on among college students who didn't want to be drafted and sent to Vietnam because nobody understood the war. We weren't attacked
right,
or anything like that. It wasn't like Pearl Harbor. We were like meddling in another country. But I think news people in those earlier days than modern day, it was, like I said, it was less competition between the networks because there are only three of them. But I think reporters back then were a little more sophisticated and respectful than they are today. And I really do worry about the debate Tuesday night. You know, I know Trump is good on his feet, but Biden, as Trump said, Biden has had 47 years of practice, and he's the quintessential smartass.
Oh, yeah.
Biden is. And no matter what his debate performance is, you're going to hear the next day he hit it out of the park.
Of course.
A performance of a lifetime. Stellar performance. You're going to hear all this. So, and I wonder about Mike Wallace releasing the topics ahead of time.
Or Chris Wallace, yeah.
Chris Wallace, I'm sorry. Who that gives an advantage to, you know? He may be doing it to help Biden.
I think so. Trump's so off the hip, he's fine off the hip. But I think Biden's the one that's got to plan a little bit.
The debate commission is claiming they wanted to start robust conversation within the communities of the United States. And I suppose we could.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, it's not like we've been talking about COVID-19.
Who's on this friggin' debate commission?
Right.
Who's on it?
I don't know. Not off the top of my head.
Well, is it public knowledge?
Yeah, we can look it up.
Yeah, because I'd like to know. I bet they're a bunch of libs.
You think?
Yeah, most likely. Most likely. Yeah, I just worry that the American people and our political class in particular are becoming incapable of having a grown-up discussion about complex issues. Everything's about, I don't know. You're rolling your eyes at me, but do you think that's just me?
No, I'm not. I'm not rolling my eyes at you. I'm just this whole robust conversation.
Oh, crap. Yeah, the phrasing, yeah. No, I hear you there. It's just, like, why do we even have the debates at a certain point? They're very entertaining. And why don't we debate more often? That's what drives me nuts. It's like you'll go see speeches being given on the Senate floor and hardly anybody's paying attention. To one another.
If politicians I just saw the
results of a survey that said 44% or 47% of American people don't think the debates mean a damn thing.
Right.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, so we'll see where it goes. But 272-9228, this hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage a little bit later in the hour here. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I mean, and I'm wondering, will the debates, for anybody out there listening, be a deciding factor for people?
Maybe.
Maybe. But usually it's, you know, the teams rooting for their guy, and, you know, you pick out the zingers and what happened. And, you know, for instance, Romney, in the first debate in the 2012 cycle, wiped the floor with President Obama. But, you know, the next following debates, Romney kind of, you know, left a lot on the... He didn't leave it all in the field. He left a lot to be desired. And so even though he had that great first debate performance, didn't really change the polls that much? No. And so there's a lot of wiggle room here, I think, for independents. And what I like, though, in the era of Trump, though, is that when you actually watch Trump himself, it is not the same guy that the media has presented to you. There's such a disconnect between the two. The caricature of Trump and the guy himself in action.
See. Yeah.
And you forget, I think, especially if you haven't watched a rally or watched him, you know, wall-to-wall like we do here on News Talk. If, say, you're kind of an independent, you occasionally catch the news from ABC or NBC, maybe you watch a little Fox News. When you actually sit and watch Trump in action for, say, 2 hours in a debate, you're probably going to have a different impression of the guy than you did from just news coverage. And I think that is always played into Trump's hand a great deal. So we'll see. I think the early announcement of these topics are very generic, and you could have guessed these were going to be the topics. But nothing on foreign policy, which is interesting.
Well, they generally have three debates.
Right.
One of them's on domestic policy, one of them's on foreign policy, and I think another one's kind of a potpourri.
Right.
But to be as specific as Chris Wallace was on the actual topics, to me, is interesting.
272-9228. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joey. Good morning.
Morning.
Hold on. I'm daggone. I'm parking over here. Zelda Starbucks. And it's tight. Okay, here we go. So I'm listening to the news yesterday. And it came up about the debate topic. And one of the topics was the nomination for Supreme Court. And that just mystified me. I was like, why in the world would that even, you know, why should that even be a debate topic? It's cut and dried about the rules and the Constitution. President, you know, it's his to nominate. And I just thought that was, you know.
I think you could ask that question in a good way, though. Like, what type of justices do you want to appoint? Vice President Biden, who would you appoint? And that's, you know, going to be I think, going to be a tougher question for Biden than for Trump.
He didn't have a list ready.
Yes, sir. I saw that in the paper yesterday. You know, Biden, he's not going to put out a list. And then somebody was floating a meme around about the names that he would have, you know. But last night I was flipping around PBS, and they were talking about Biden and Trump, and we'll be choosing between two different personalities. And I had something to say about that. I was like, no, when I vote, I'm trying to choose what's best for the country. And I was worked up, and I just thought I'd call and say, hey.
How you doing, all right? You surviving out there?
You know what? I'm actually doing better than I've done in a while. So there's some good news for you. I'm not going to go into details, but...
Sam, that is an interesting response, because even with... There's been a lot of suffering during this pandemic, especially because of the lockdowns. But I have been amazed by how many people I ask, how you doing? And, you know, it could be just that nice, how Jack and I go back and forth, how you doing? But it could be, I genuinely need it. How's life? And I'm amazed at how many people go, hey, I'm doing better than I ever have.
Yeah.
As we open up, it's amazing.
Occasionally I have a little anxiety problem, and it's like, you know, anyways, it got bad there for a while. But everything's better now. How about that?
That's good to hear.
That's good.
That's it, man. I mean, like I said, I enjoy the show. I like what y'all do. You put out good information. But I just, when I heard that yesterday, I'm going to get off the phone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, bud.
272-9228. You know, I was telling you during breakfast, Jack, that one of the big applause lines, and I think it surprised Trump how big of an applause line it in fact was. The law and order stuff that he was going on and on about was a bit lukewarm. And I think this is the approach Trump should take into the question about violence in the streets, protest, racial justice or injustice, take your pick. I think Trump should focus on the good of American history, how we have plenty of flaws and imperfections in our history, but because of our basic creedal nationalism, our nationalism is not based in race, it's not based in blood, it's based in a healthy tradition of liberty and of political freedom, and it's because of that idea, a written country, that it's led us to improvement. When he announced that, hey, do y'all remember I announced the 1776 commission? The crowd went wild. And I think that's the way he could go about talking about some of these issues. Yes, sticking up for law enforcement, but really sticking up for the basic American creed, I think is the right approach. I think it really hits people in the gut and in the heart. And it makes them feel inspired for the country that, yes, we have problems, but we'll overcome them. And it's because of this creed that America is basically good. And, you know, you're seeing these sort of things. I mentioned it yesterday, people putting things down the memory hole. Y'all know the 1619 Project, right?
I'm familiar with it.
Well, yeah.
The 1619 Project initially, and there were even graphics for the online publication. The editor, Nicole Hannah-Jones of the 1619 Project, had it as her Twitter background. And what it had was 1776 crossed out and 1619 put in.
Hmm.
And they explicitly said, and this is where they lost me, because there's some interesting stuff in the 1619 Project. History is fascinating, even the ugly, terrible parts of it. But to say initially that the American Revolution was fought in order to preserve slavery is just wrong. It's incorrect, historically speaking. And they had to retract that. And now they're trying to claim, well, we were never trying to replace 1776 with 1619.
Really?
And yes, you were.
Thank you, Joey.
Yes, you were. We have the screenshots. That's exactly what you were trying to do. And that's what makes me skeptical of this whole project, and I think why people are so hungry for that 1776 message. Even if it isn't a deep understanding of, let's say, the Revolution, and then I would say the counter-revolution that led to our current Constitution, the Articles of Confederation. It's funny how the Articles of Confederation, that whole decade's kind of been put down the memory hole. We don't talk about that experiment with Athenian democracy. It didn't work out too well. And I think people are hungry for saying, yeah, we're not perfect, but the country's a good country. Are we seriously sitting here saying that this has never been a good idea in the first place? And that capitalism and the very idea of individual rights, individual liberties, all this stuff has to go? I think that could resonate a lot with folks. And the president would be wise to understand that when he goes, and I think he does this, when he goes out and he does these rallies, he's testing a lot of lines.
I think so, too.
He's testing a lot of the messaging.
Like a comedian.
And, right. Yeah, you see how people react, what they react to viscerally, what makes people laugh.
Yep.
What really gets those applause lines. And I was taken aback, and it makes me very happy for the country. There are people who want to love this country, flaws and all.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to go. And, you know, the criminal justice issues, Trump can also say with a straight face, hey, I passed criminal justice reform. There's a lot he could say. Joe Biden put people in prison with the 94 crime bill. You go back and look at the language, too, of the Democrats back then. It was some ugly stuff. But the super predator theory, oh, God, it was over the top. And so I think Trump could make it through, but he should watch out. You know, I'm not as worried about this Chris Wallace debate as I am, let's say, about the final debate, which will be with NBC's Kristen Welker. I've got a feeling that's when the trap is going to be laid, right before people finally vote in November, though early voting's already started. That's just the damnedest thing to me. Like, wait, so Election Day isn't Election Day?
Not anymore.
No. Honest to God, it's to give the irresponsible the right to vote is what it is.
Yeah, it's like...
We're going to open up this two-week... They do it in Texas. And they even have primaries on a Saturday, you know, so that... But employers have to let you off to go vote.
And I don't mind
they
that.
They make
idea.
It easy.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's mm-hmm. fine. And I like that. That's great. But all this two-week early voting crap that they have a lot around the country is to give the irresponsible more time to go vote.
Right. It's like
it becomes a voting season.
Like you can vote way before Election Day, and we're going to count ballots way after Election Day. Why the hell do we even have it?
Right.
Yeah. Let's just have a rolling tally. It really is absurd. You know, a story that I want to cover when we get back, it's fascinating to me. Russian airborne troops dropped down from the sky near Belarus's western border mm-hmm. on Tuesday as part of joint exercises being watched by the U.S. military amid political instability in the Eastern European nation.
Yeah, they swore their president in rapidly.
Yeah, Russia is continuing to act like we don't have a globalized world based on trade. We do. Now, you can talk about wanting to reconstitute trade deals all you want, but the world is now run by global trade.
Oh, yeah.
That's what gives certain nations strength. Look at how China has risen. That's what gives the United States its strength. I think that's why Britain doing Brexit, as they get back to their roots of being an island nation, that big moat around them, and they start trading with the rest of the world, Britain will be just fine.
Yeah.
But Russia's still acting like, oh, they can be this continental land power. Like they were, say, in the 1800s. And it's like, guys, Putin, what are you doing?
Who's keeping them in check, though, Joey?
Well.
That's just it.
Actually, the Polish. No, I love it, because that's part of my heritage. It's one of the only bits of my heritage I know. I'm like a quarter Polish, and apparently the Polish remember being under Soviet reign, so they're like some of the most, gung-ho NATO members. They're ready to go. The Russian tanks coming across the border, the Polish are going to kick them back. They're tired of being overrun by the Germans and then the Russians and the Germans and the Russians. It's like, enough already. That's what I'm thinking. It's not the South. It's the Polish Empire will rise again. Oh, good God.
And did you see the guy that Vladimir poisoned? He's good as new now.
Volley.
Yeah, he's getting released from the hospital. So I wonder how Germany's going to handle that. Remember, the threat was if you die, we're going to cancel this. Or if you die, they were threatening to cancel the oil pipeline.
Nord Stream 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get off Nord Stream 2 anyhow. But here, more news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Kurt Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He is the fine antique and estate jewelry expert here in the River Region. Been working there. The family business has been around for 40 years, but he's also, Kurt Booth, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and it's because of his expertise that he can offer you incredible prices on fine antique jewelry pieces and also offer you top dollar for those jewelry items you would like to sell to him, to Troop Booth. So call Troop Booth today at 260-0066. Set up an appointment to sell to Troop, especially finished pieces in good condition, especially gold and diamonds. You can get incredible, incredible top dollar for that. But also even scrap jewelry with metal prices up on the market across the board. You can get a pretty penny for those scrap jewelry items. Stuff you might think is a bunch of junk, but you won't know what it's truly worth until you call Troop Booth at 260-0066. Set up that appointment, bring in your jewelry items, and then he'll give you an appraisal using that expertise of his. And if you agree to the value he offers you, you get paid right then and there.
So cool.
Also, you can set up an appointment at 260-0066 to buy from Troop Booth, whether to treat yourself, surprise a significant other with an unexpected gift at an unexpected time, or maybe you're trying to get out of the doghouse. Yeah, that's the right sound for you, Eddie.
Hey, actually, I'm telling you, went to his website. He's got more stuff available on his website than I've ever seen.
That's a great way to check out what he has in stock. Heirloom Jewelers, AL.
As I was sitting in the doghouse, I was scrolling. Will this get me out? Ooh, this might get me out. This might get me out.
There you go. If you can relate to Eddie being perpetually in the doghouse with his significant other, check out that website, heirloomjewelersal.com, or again, call Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0066. But yeah, this Russia story, here's what I mean by Russia continues to act like their classical land power. What is a common thing with land powers is it's very common, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, where the neighboring countries, countries right on Russia's border, let's say, a good way to make sure you're not going to be invaded by your neighbor. For instance, it's bad if there's a lot of unrest right there on your borders, but it's even worse if you have a very robust, put-together neighbor who might invade you. So a common strategy is to keep folks, well, I think Russia calls their near abroad, keep folks right there on your border, a little bit of a basket case. You've seen Russia do this with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You've seen Russia now doing this with Belarus.
Big time.
Russia is now continuing to make plays and be a thorn in the United States side in the Middle East, though I think the strategy the Trump administration took, which I was a little skeptical of initially, but it seems to have paid off, that you strongly back and uplift Israel. You get rid of ISIS, but then you strongly back Iraq and the Iraqi government, and you make sure Iran knows that if you're going to try to manipulate Iraqi politics too much, we're going to hit you hard. I mean, how hard can you hit other than, you know, killing the essentially their top general and spy master, Soleimani?
Israel is our bouncer in that club over there.
And as you've made Israel stronger, it made more of the Gulf Arab states understand, hey, Iran's a problem. Israel really isn't that bad. Like, I don't know why we keep saying we can't deal with them right. when they're incredibly rich. We're actually getting richer.
Yep.
Why not work together?
Trade going on here, yeah.
And if there is an announcement, the big one will be. I mean, it'll be the crown jewel. It'll be Saudi Arabia. And I would love to see that announcement. There's already been some thawing of relations there, very
I think
clearly.
It's going that way, definitely.
But that could be massive. And so it makes Russia's plays into the Middle East seem less important. Okay, great. You got Bashar al-Assad and the Ayatollah in Iran on your side.
Who we could take
great
out of
Great play there, Russia.
To.
So, you know, more Russia plays around there. And they're near abroad. I mean, I think they're just playing with fire, and they're not helping themselves. Why I mentioned that we are a global world now, love it or leave it. Now, I don't like global institutions, so to speak. I think they often are. It's
globalism.
The United States giving away its sovereignty
right.
and its power for no darn good reason. It'd be one thing if you got something really nice in
Get
return.
Something in return, but no, not just to give.
So Russia, you know, we've put heavy sanctions on them. And as soon as they try to, you know, pretend like, again, it's the 1800s and they're fighting back Napoleon, we just slap sanctions and Europe's happy to slap sanctions. And if you can ink a deal with Germany and the EU to say, hey, let the United States provide you LNG, liquid natural gas. Let the United States back you in terms of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we're energy independent, this is something Trump was hitting on a lot last night in Pennsylvania, is... hey, we're energy independent. We don't need the oil from the Middle East.
Right.
We still want global trade to pass through the Suez Canal. Well,
sure.
We want the Strait of Hormuz to be unblocked by Iran.
Yep.
We want, you know, free trade to be able to, you know, pass and go back and forth. But we don't need the oil in the same way. So it makes a lot of sense. You consolidate your positions. You make sure that you in the United States are getting your own house in order, that your allies are getting their own houses in order. For instance, NATO members are paying more and more into the kitty, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who started that program?
Yeah, Trump, but apparently he wanted to break up NATO.
Hey, was it a good line to say either we're going to break this up or you're going to start paying your fees?
Oh, it actually shook things up, yeah.
Didn't it, though?
And he did bring up Nord Stream 2. I remember, like, anecdotes, you know, contemporaneous press reports back then where, like, some of Trump's aides are like, don't bring up Nord Stream 2. Don't bring up Nord Stream 2. And it's Trump sitting there with, like, you know, Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, and, like, all these European heads of states. And it's like sitting at a nice conference table, and the aides are like, don't bring up Nord Stream 2. Don't bring up Nord Stream 2. So what about Nord Stream 2? What the hell is this, Angela? Angela, I love you. I love you. But, you know, we're defending you. You're not paying your bill, and you're taking energy from Russia, who we're right. defending you against.
Right.
And what country in Europe is the United States least popular? In Europe. What country
Europe.
Dislikes the United States the most? It's an easy answer.
Germany.
Germany.
Germany, yeah.
And it's amazing.
Not the people, but they're...
No, the people. Now, I'm talking about public opinion polls. That doesn't mean individual Germans you might know. I've met some of them. They're great.
Okay, I agree.
But in terms of popular opinion polls, yeah. The United States has the most disapproval with Germany.
Well, maybe that's because we've kicked their butt twice, put them back in their
sure,
place.
Sure. No, don't make us call you. Don't make me call you a crowd again, all right, Angela? All right. Oh, man. And, you know, this to me is one of the big issues. I think Trump has, on foreign policy, Trump's pretty much done where I was going with foreign policy. We need to consolidate our gains that are abroad, reposition ourselves, get our own house in order in terms of military capacity and ability. Here's the deal. especially if a Biden gets in there.
Ish.
You can have the most technologically advanced military in the world. You can have all the capacity you need to make sure China's behaving in the South China and East China Seas. You can have all the capacity you need in Europe to make sure Russia's not going too far into Eastern Europe. You can have all the capacity you need to make sure Iran doesn't actually go for the bomb. But despite all those new tools, those new toys that blow things up, despite all that capacity, if you don't have the willingness to use it, and if people don't believe you're willing to use it, which you look at Trump, I'm pretty sure people are believe his willingness. But would they believe Biden would be willing to use it?
Who voted not to kill Osama bin Laden?
Biden. Yeah. Wasn't it Robert Gates who said that Biden's been on the wrong side of every foreign policy decision in 40 years?
Yes.
That's bad.
But it's the truth.
Except China, where his son made a lot of money.
Oh, right.
There's an article about that today.
Yeah, the Republicans, I think it's the Homeland Security Committee, has been putting out a lot on those. Where's Hunter? Where is he?
He's at the strip club with all that cash.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And, yeah, that's going to come back to Biden. I think Biden is being hit on so many fronts, and you can tell. I would love to hear from Democrats on this. This is a genuine question. Do you think Biden is actually running the show? Do you think he's running the show of his own campaign? Do you think he will run the show? Biden becomes president, do you think he'll actually be running his own White House? I have a lot of doubts.
No, I don't. I don't think he'll be running it.
No, right.
No way.
So this is.
I love how he caved in to Bernie on the platform stuff, and then today or last night said, "I'm not a socialist. Do I look like a socialist? No, I beat the socialist."
Oh sure, yeah.
What?
No, you look like the guy who's being played by socialist
Thank Joe.
You look like a marionette, like all those strings attached. Like, give me a break. And also for the Democratic Party, as Ginsburg's passing comes to pass. To have Chuck Schumer and AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as your front person? Yeah, I know she gets good press, but really, that's the face you want to put forward?
She gets good press because she's loud and
strange. I'm not talking about her looks. She's just fine in that department.
Nah.
I'm saying, like, really, that sort of, maybe that's where the actual energy is in the party. That's where the true heart of the Democratic Party is. And they're really in a bind here. And that the people who vote tend to be older. That's just a true thing about politics. Yet the energy, a lot of the ideas, is coming from a youth that is much more radical than Democrats we've seen in decades. So I think Biden is going to have a tough time in this debate. Chris Wallace and the media will do their level best. Trump's going to be debating Biden and Wallace. That's just going to be the nature of the beast. But I think Trump's ready for it. And I don't think Biden's ready for the incoming coming his way.
Well, he's got all this time to prepare. What else could he be doing?
Well, they asked him. He was on the tarmac a minute ago going to North Carolina. And they asked him what he was doing for debate prep. And he said, well, I've done some initial stuff, but we're going to start focusing on that tomorrow.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Scarlett O'Hara. I'll think about it tomorrow.
Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. 1 week now after Sally, we're watching another tropical system approach from the west. This one, more of a rain event. The name is Beta, and we'll watch it move from Mississippi into North Alabama next couple of days. Today, a high temperature in the upper 70s. Widely scattered storms are possible, but the chances get a little bit better tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 65. Then tomorrow and Friday, showers and storms become likely. A few tropical downpours, not out of the question. We'll be in the low 80s by Friday. Then there's a risk of some lingering showers over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Got to talk to her yesterday, and she really does see it as her mission to save you, the homeowner, boo-koodles, if I could use the term, boo-koodles of money. Folks, there is a difference in mortgage lenders. That's why you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage, especially if you're a current homeowner, you have not refinanced that mortgage or even looked into it in years. You owe it to yourself to see how much money you could be saving by simply calling Kim Williams at 567-4223. Right now, rates are fantastic, and Alabama Home Mortgage as a wholesale lender has wholesale pricing. That is incredible rates that cannot be beat. Before you call some big box store, bank, credit union, or some use some fancy pants app, go to a local place that you can trust, and especially veterans. The VA home loan programs right now and the refinance programs are a steal. I mean, you earned it through your service, but take advantage of those incredible VA home loan benefits and refinance benefits. Kim Williams has been saving veterans a lot of money, and it's in their blood. They're all descended of veterans, so they take their job of serving veterans very seriously. Again, that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. There really is a difference, Jack.
There is a difference.
There is.
In mortgage lenders.
272-9228. What's up?
Michaela Talbert is finally in jail. And you're going, who the hell is Michaela Talbert?
Yeah, who the hell is Michaela Talbert?
Sounds incredibly familiar.
For a couple of years, she's come to your house.
Oh, yeah.
If you're elderly,
yes.
In most cases, she's dressed up in scrubs. She says she works at Baptist South, and she scams people for money. And a lot of old people don't know better. I mean, she'll go and she'll ask if she can come in their house. Then she'll ask to go to the restroom, and then when she comes out, she'll cruise through your bedroom and go through your purse and steal credit cards and money. And she's been doing it for a long time. Well, she finally got caught, and she's in jail. $24,000 bond.
Good riddance. What scum of the earth does that?
Well, she's very sophisticated. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway, she came up to, if this is the same woman, and it could be, my cousin was like at Costco or something. And she came running up to her, hey, remember me from the hospital? And my cousin was like, yeah, thinking, where have I seen her? She must know Jack because, you know, I had my surgery last year. And anyway, and my cousin ends up giving her like $20. Well, that's the tip of the iceberg. Or as Jackie Gleason would say, that's baby, you know what, compared to what this dude's been doing. She's been doing it all over Montgomery for a long time, and I'm really happy that she finally got caught.
Me too.
Yeah, amen. To prey on whether it's the old or the young, folks who can be tricked, it's just despicable. Yeah, I mean, to prey on anybody.
Well, I mean, the most she's, you know, fleeced people out of is like anywhere from, you know, $40 to almost $200. I mean, she'll come in and come up with some cockamamie story. And sure, a lot of times these people will, you know, I need $171 for my utility bill. They're going to cut my lights off, you know.
Right.
And that sort of thing. But anyway,
I'm happy
she's finally behind bars.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Here, let's quickly go to the phones. Let's talk to Boogie Ray. Hello, sir.
Hey, Joey, Jackie, and Eddie, how are you all?
Good. Doing all right.
How's it going?
Yes, sir. Hey, you asked for a Democrat to call in, so yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and take the licks here. yeah, I do think Biden is in control. I mean, been vice president for 8 years. He's been around long enough to know what's going on. So, yes, I do. Now, as far as the debate goes, Biden must have an answer for Hunter Biden, and it must be a clear, concise answer. If he's got to hit it and hit it fast and quick, because Trump is going to come after him hard on that one. The second thing I think Biden has to do is he has to make clear, because Trump is going to accuse him of saying it, even though he said numerous times that he's not against the funding the police and he's not for the violence. He's got to be upfront. He's got to be very clear on where he stands on that. So that's my comment. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Oh, good comment. I think you're right on that. Biden needs to watch out for both of those issues. I think you're right.
Thanks.
272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, and that's the deal. I think Biden, when he's dealing with the press, will often defer and say, oh, I'm out of time, or I don't want to respond to what Trump's bringing up. And it hasn't been the most effective strategy. Just sort of, yeah, Pelosi even threw this out there.
He shouldn't even dignify speaking with this president.
I don't think that's the hand-waving, you know, gesture, oh, we don't even have to dignify Trump. I don't think that's going to be effective. He does have to have a clear, concise answer. And on the issue of his son getting this money from Ukraine, this great position in Ukraine, on the Burisma board, also the deal from China, there is a lot to answer for, because there's a lot there.
That one question will rattle him, because that's his only child.
Yeah.
He's going to take the role of a protective father. He'll snap back. But you know what? They'll never ask it.
Well, you can bet on Trump.
But that is a question that he's very vulnerable on, and he will have a bitter and bitchy reaction to that question, and it won't sound good. But they'll never ask him.
Well, we'll see. I'm hoping when Chris Wallace says we're going to cover records, I wonder if Chris Wallace will go there. That's what I'm at least hoping Chris Wallace will be. He'll be annoying to both Trump and Biden. And that's the best way.
Well, he has that potential, and he has been known to do it.
Right.
And he knows the spotlight's on him. Maybe he will be more of an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah, maybe. That's what we can hope. And, you know, if you're a reporter and you're pissing off both sides, so to speak, I think you're doing a good job. Yeah. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Soldier Boy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon. Or good morning. Hi, Aaron. Where the hell are you? It's not afternoon.
Hey, it's a great fracking day.
Okay.
We'll frack you.
You are full of gas, aren't you?
Yeah, he is.
Did you just tell me to frack?
Told you to frack off.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You sound like Joe Biden. Hey, you know, I was going to mention one thing real quick, and then I'll get into my rant. You know that lady you were talking about that comes in, that dressing scrubs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she went into my bathroom. She stole all my 2-ply. I'm telling you. She left the 1-ply and the paper towels, but she went for the 2-ply.
Oh, she just wiped you out.
Exactly.
He's on fire today, folks.
That's a good one, Jack.
gentle comedy here. News and views from 9 till noon.
Hey, did you guys notice somebody who's been was in the news front page and suddenly you don't hear anything about her? Who am I talking about?
The beauty shop owner in...
Even before that.
San Francisco?
Rachel Dolezal?
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Wow, Joey.
Really? I just took a shot in the dark.
That was the girlfriend of what's his name? Oh, that's not who I'm talking about. The one, the guy that committed suicide. The guy that
Epstein's
Ghislaine Maxwell. Epstein's,
yes.
Yeah. Maxwell. Joey's getting his crap. Congrats. You notice you haven't heard a word or peep about her at all. I mean, when Epstein was in jail, we heard everything every week, every day on his situation.
Yeah,
and
we're not hearing too much from that. Go ahead.
You know why, don't you, Joe? You're going to go right into it. Just to my steam. She's singing like a bird.
That's what I think. They're finding kids like never before.
I mean, look at all these big cases in Georgia and around the country. They are finding all this sex trafficking and child kidnapping, and they're rounding them up left and right. So she's got to be singing like a bird, save her butt.
Right.
But, you know, why is it you don't hear the ABC, CBS, and NBC, CNN talking anything about the connection? Why are we talking about it?
She's squealing.
Whether or not.
She's squealing on some famous people.
I think absolutely. And who is that? The DA from the place where the island is nearby? He's subpoenaing all the flight records of everybody that went on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the early interviews with the young women, now a little bit older, those early interview transcripts they kind of hinted at stuff, but they weren't smoking guns. And it makes me think you're right here, Soldier Boy, that Maxwell herself is probably singing and giving up a lot.
Oh, she's singing a top 40 hit.
Or at least we can hope.
Well, it's just too much of a coincidence that we start to see all these big cases of 40, 30 kids and all these, I mean, what was it, a couple of, and the feds are slapping them left and right over in Georgia. This stuff had been going on before, but it's not until she starts to sing and points to exactly where it is, and the feds are bringing their task force and their federal agents and U.S. Marshals and just having a scooping all that stuff up.
Right.
And I don't think she's done, because they were talking about her not saying anything or she was going to say anything, but you haven't heard a word about her at all in the media.
Well, and that's usually a good rule of thumb when something goes to a legal proceeding. You don't often hear much. You occasionally get the murder trials that everybody's talking about. But
and what do you guys think about the video of the young 17-year-old shown last night?
The young what?
The 17-year-old with the automatic weapon.
Oh, the Rittenhouse story?
Yeah. Did you see the video that they showed last night on all Fox?
Yeah, it will...
It's compelling, isn't it?
It is compelling. It needs to be... On any of these cases, my constant thing is, if I was a juror, I'd want... There's a reason we have this process. When you're a juror, you actually get to sit down. That's all you're doing that day. You get to pay attention to all the facts. From sitting where we are, I think it is compelling. And
it's amazing. It's amazing. He gets charged, right, with first-degree murder. That means that 17-year-old woke up that morning and had his intention on killing that particular person. First-degree, cold-blooded, premeditated. Premeditation is first-degree murder, correct?
Yes, it is.
And that's what they're charging him with. And you notice one thing about these riots. Every time they arrest somebody, it's like George Soros must be hiring the cream of the crop of the employment line, because everybody's got a rap sheet longer than my wingspan.
Yeah. Some real...